Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
You might have to share some of the spotlight because your running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, is certainly grabbing some attention for her own gaffes.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We are focused on addressing both the acute factors and the root causes of migration, the catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now. The hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If, however, you are the governor and you really want to see your family in Florida, because we all miss our families, then go ahead. And if you get caught, just lie.
When it comes to lies like this, they're like Doritos. You can't just do one. You keep lying and lying and lying.
I don't know where these jackaloons come up with this stuff.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, a judge this afternoon, there's a very interesting Netflix documentary. It's called Trial 4. It's about a police shooting, a murder of a Boston police officer, Officer Mulligan, and in 1993. And a black guy named Sean Ellis was tried repeatedly for the crime. It took place. It was murky circumstances in a drugstore parking lot or a convenience store parking lot. And Netflix did a documentary about it, and it's a very interesting piece. It's called Trial 4. And today a state judge in Boston threw out the remaining gun charge against Sean Ellis in the 1993 killing of Mulligan. I don't know what happened. There were two mistrials. Third trial, he was convicted of murder. Then they threw it out, and today they just dropped the remaining charge. So Sean Ellis is a free man today. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I wanted to talk. We're going to talk this hour to Corey Lewandowski. He's the former campaign manager for Donald Trump in 2016, and he lives in Windham, New Hampshire. And as you may know, if you're from this area, there's a recount or an audit, I should say, going on of the vote in the state reps races in Windham, New Hampshire. Four state reps, the Republican candidates were all shortchanged, almost exactly the same number of votes, 300 votes, and the Democrat was given. One Democrat was given 99 more votes than he should have gotten. And so now there's a controversy about who's conducting the audit and all this. We're going to try to get talk to Corey about this and some other issues as well. But stand by for that if you're interested. And it is an interesting topic. The president's interested in it, I know, because I talked to him about it one night a couple months ago at Mar-a-Lago when Corey and David Bossy were having dinner with him, and Pam Bondi, and he didn't know about it. But it's, again, it's not going to turn the election results around. The Washington Post is writing about it now. Trump fastens on to a new conspiracy. Well, he's interested in it. I mean, there are four candidates. They were all shortchanged between 298 and 302 votes. That's weird, isn't it? Anyway, before we get to Corey, I wanted to play some of these cuts from L.A. This is an amazing story. L.A. County Sheriff's deputy who stopped a black woman, supposedly a professor. She was driving a white Mercedes, and she was using a cell phone. And as in most states now, I guess, cell phone usage, handheld cell phone usage is prohibited under the motor vehicle laws of the state of California. And so she immediately begins calling him a racist. He's a Mexican American. And what I find ironic about this is that he's wearing a body cam so he can record everything. And the LA County Sheriff's Department doesn't provide body cams yet. I guess they haven't had the money in the budget yet. So this guy was smart enough, wise enough to say, I'm going to protect myself from these nuts that are out on the highway. I'm going to buy myself a body cam. So he had his own body cam rolling. And this woman, it's a good thing he did, because this woman called and complained and accused him of harassing her. And as you're going to be able to see here, and this audio is extremely clear. She was the one harassing this guy, this cop. She accused him. She called him a murderer 13 times. When did people begin addressing each other this way? I mean, this woman was in the wrong. I mean, you can make an argument, you know, why is a cell phone, handheld cell phone prohibited? She wasn't texting, et cetera, but it's against the law. You have to follow the law, don't you? And he wasn't discriminating against her, and he wasn't trying to kill her. But anyway, this is just listen to the way this woman addresses this cop who again is she's going to tell him that he's a Mexican. But he is a Hispanic American. He's a deputy in the LA County Sheriff's Department, and so this is the beginning of it. Cut 30.
Am I being harassed today because I was going under the speed limit? I was going at 38.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
And the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38. So why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
you're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
When was the last time you left your driver's license at home when you got in a car? I mean, that's something you learn when you're 16, right? Cut 31.
And can you call your supervisor, please?
Because I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. Yeah. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting or none of that.
Do you have that picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay.
That's not just a feeling. You are a murderer. This woman is a professor, by the way. And, you know, I don't know. People call themselves professors now. You know, if you teach a course at a college, even if it's just a community college, I guess, you know, technically you're a professor, but it's not like you have tenure or something. They pay you $1,000, $2,000 a course. I used to be a professor at the Boston University. I was even a professor at Harvard University, I guess you could say, because I taught a 5-week seminar once at the Kennedy School of Government. But, you know, everybody's a professor now. So this woman's a professor. She hasn't been identified yet. But, I mean, what kind of professor calls someone who, a cop who stops her, pulls her over with for just reason, for probable cause, a murderer? And it repeatedly calls the guy a murderer. But it gets worse. Cut 32.
Can you zoom in on that for me?
Sure. Dude?
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here you
stop,
go,
stop
murderer.
Shaking. Zoom in on that for me.
No, because you're scaring me. They're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me.
I didn't say that.
You're the one who's crazy.
Hold that still. I can't see that.
Is this your car?
Yes, it is. And you're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
You're jealous? I mean, what kind of projection is going on here? You're jealous because I have a nice car? If you had kept both hands on the wheel, you'd still be taking your son to school. Now, here it comes where she calls him a Mexican racist and gets into the total race baiting here, like she's the distaff version of the Reverend Al Charlatan. Cut
30. All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear. Have a good day.
You want to be white.
She could read minds, too. She knows what he's thinking. Wow. 603 says, would you call her a nutty professor?
Ha, 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 ha.
You don't just call people murderers. I mean, if you're at a trial and you have a guy on trial for murder, you say, we believe the state can prove this crime. And we believe this, the evidence will show. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, she's just calling this guy that she's never seen before in her life a murderer. And she's calling him a racist. And she's saying that he wishes he were white and he's a Mexican. I don't understand it. How is that any way to treat another human being? How does that help your cause, whatever your cause is? And in this case, I would say the cause is to get off with a warning. And now this woman looks terrible. Maybe to some people she looks good, but I don't think so. She's like the professor who was angry at the kid who was defending the cops. That was, again, in Southern California. There was another professor that I think was just an adjunct lecturer, someone making a couple of grand to teach a course, probably a graduate of the women's studies program at some third-rate state school somewhere.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I'm being truthful. 844-500-4242. You know what I miss? A true, real break. Not a running away from life break where you go hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer. Or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned, a shortcut that you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets me skip the grocery store and all the headaches and hassles that go along with it, the Karens, the one-way aisles in the supermarket, having to wear a mask, having to social distance, all this BS that goes along with going to the supermarkets now. It used to be a fun experience. No longer. With HelloFresh, you get great food and you don't have to go to the supermarket. We're not talking about takeout or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. Whatever you want, whether you want chicken or beef or Mexican or pork, whatever you want, vegan, vegetarian, breakfast, lunch, anything you want, you can order. HelloFresh sends the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. They even include the seasonings. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. And the portions are plentiful, too. If you've only got a couple of people living in your house, you're probably going to have enough left over for the next day's lunch or dinner. It's a great buy. And that's something else you can feel good about. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Check out HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and using code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
You know, if I'm a cop and I listen to that, and I work for a department that doesn't have body cams, do you know what I'm splurging on? I'm splurging on a body cam. And it's really true that a lot of these body cams, they were, you know, the cop unions fought tooth and nail against body cams. And I can understand that. But the way it's turning out, I think in many, many cases, the majority of cases, it is exonerating the police from these spurious charges that are being lodged against them. That was the first thing that this woman thought to was to make a complaint that she was being stopped by the cops. By a cop. And you know, now that they have this evidence, I mean, the cop is in the clear. The actual sheriff of L.A. County, I think his name is Villanueva, he had a press conference, and he said, I congratulate my my deputy on having his own body cam. Because, you know, it tells the story. You know, a picture with sound especially is worth 1,000 words. Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you don't want to get the vaccine, is there any freebie that would convince you otherwise?
No.
83% say no.
All right. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Howie. Boy, truly a pleasure. I love you and Grace, and thanks for what you do for America.
Thanks.
What I called about was, I'm wondering, with your major influence, if somebody could start a GoFundMe page for this officer and buy his camera and maybe enough money to buy him for the rest of the cops out there, for crying out loud.
You know what? I have a feeling Sheriff Villanueva is going to make a really impassioned pitch to the L.A. City Council or whoever funds the county commissioners, whoever funds the sheriff's department budget. I mean, if ever a case showed the necessity for having these cameras, this is the case. Thanks for the call, Chris. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, long time. Two things. If there was ever a reason for someone to get tased by the police officer, I think she made a great case for it. But also, last week I saw a story on Newsmax where a CEO got fired because he told a kid in a red prom dress he looked like an idiot.
Yes,
this
I saw that.
This woman actually berated this police officer for doing his job, and she's going to get held up by the left liberal wackos as a hero for what she did instead of being fired as she should.
Do you think they'll hold her up as a hero? I agree she's not going to get fired, but I'm not sure she's going to be held up as a hero. I think that'll be one of these things where they just kind of move along. How about the fact that they haven't named her yet, Mark? I mean, can you imagine if it were like the guy you're talking about in Tennessee? He's been named. We know the name of the company. You know, his life is over, right?
It is. And, you know, he said on the article that he apologized to the kid, and I'm thinking to myself, what the hell did you apologize for? What did you say that was so out of line that you needed to apologize?
Well, he should have just kept his mouth shut. Sometimes discretion, as they say, is the better part of valor, and that's what it would have been here. Thanks for the call, Mark. We'll be right back with Corey Lewandowski talking about what's going on in Windham, New Hampshire with the vote on it. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. How was the Floramos, guys? Good? Good stuff? Really good. Thank you. Thank you. 844-500-4242. There's still some, the Floramos gift certificates are gone, but there are still some leftovers from today's Grace's Goodies. Cape Lily Ocean Sea Salt made soaps. They won't leave your skin itchy. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store for the $50 gift card for only $25 while they last. This is a great deal. Smells great. All right. Joining us now on the line is Corey Lewandowski, the former campaign manager for Donald J. Trump. Corey, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
It's great to be back with you, Howie. Thanks for having me.
Listen, I want to ask you what's going on in Windham, New Hampshire. You know, we've talked about this before. We've, you know, in Florida and you know, on the air. What's the latest? There was a big meeting last night at town hall, and there were a lot of people were angry that about who'd been selected to do the audit. And for the new listeners this hour, there was a state rep election, like for everything else, in November. And in the town of Windham, where Corey lives, it's a small town, 14,000 people, they elect four state reps, and they elected the Republican slate. But the Republicans, when they did a hand recount, every Republican was undercounted by almost exactly the same number of votes, 300. And the Democrat candidate was overcounted by 99 votes. So it's rather suspicious, shall we say. So the legislature has decided to fast track an audit to see what the hell was going on. So Corey, what's your understanding of what the latest is?
So Howie, you've synthesized it great. There's now an auditing firm. There are three auditing firms that are going to be selected to go back and analyze what took place in the town of Windham in the November 2020 election. One is chosen by the Attorney General of the state,
who's a Republican, right? Who's appointed by Chris Sununu, right?
That's right. The Attorney General is a Republican appointed by Chris Sununu. One is appointed by the Secretary of State, Bill Gardner, who's actually a Democrat,
right?
But he is elected by the state legislative body. So he's elected by the state representatives. He's been in office probably 35 years.
Right. And right now there's a Republican majority in the state legislature. And also, he went down to Washington and testified against H.R. 1, which is this horrible bill to basically do away with election integrity across the country. So he's a decent guy.
He's a very honorable guy. I think he's been in the office for 30 plus years, and he's a nonpartisan. Look, the guy cares about the First Nation primary and protecting elections and doesn't want to see the federal government come in and take over. The third entity that gets the opportunity to appoint to this is the town of Windham, and specifically the Board of Selectmen. And so what happened last night, we actually selected a entity to do the audit about a week ago. There was a reconsideration of that based on some of the statements that that entity had made. And so the hearing last night was for a reconsideration, which ultimately failed. But Howie, this is really what's really, really important. There are four ballot boxes in the town of Windham. Okay. Three of those ballot boxes said that Donald Trump won between 57.5% and 58.25%. The fourth ballot box said Donald Trump lost the election with about 44% of the vote. So three of the ballot boxes all say Donald Trump wins between 57.5% and 58.25%. Now, there is no rhyme or reason why somebody would go to one particular ballot box or the other. You fill out your form, you walk in, you can put it in any one of the four machines that are there. Three of the machines are accurate, what we believe to be accurate, in the presidential election. The fourth was just a complete anomaly. And when the state representative race was recounted by hand, because a Democrat had the opportunity to ask for that recount because the race was so close, that's when we found the anomaly. So what is transpiring now, Howie, is something called the overvote. In three of the machines, the overvote, meaning you filled out more circles than you're supposed to on your form, was about 18 to 20 on three of the machines. On the fourth machine, it was over 200 overvotes, which means it kicked all of those votes out.
Right.
So what's happening now in the town of Windham is we're going to have another hand recount. This hand recount has already happened once in front of the Secretary of State's office with dozens of personal witnesses. But when the tally came out, it was off again based on the machine. There's going to be another hand recount. Those ballots will then be fed back through the machines to see if the machines tally that hand recount differently. And if that is the case, we're going to then have a full forensic audit of that, of those four machines, to find out what, if anything, is wrong with them.
Well, so the selectmen picked an entity that a lot of the people that were at the meeting last night didn't want. What was the problem with that outfit that was selected by the elected body of the town?
Well, here's what happens, Howie. You know, these there are very few firms in the country that actually have the core competency to actually do a full forensic audit. And so what happened was a number of firms submitted their proposals in the tune of hundreds of pages long. Our board of selectmen, who I know well, these five members, have no real competency to review these provisions of what the proposal was. So they picked one based on what they thought was the right thing. What we then found out later was the firm that was picked had some disparaging comments and some questionable issues.
But they were against. They had said that the audit that's now ongoing in Maricopa County, Arizona, was not a good thing. Basically, that's the.
Well, that's exactly right.
Right.
So look, again, they had made some statements that call into question the legitimacy of what they're doing. And further, you know, the problem is, Howie, when you're looking at a multi-hundred page proposal, and you're a layman, you're a local city councilor, right? You have no understanding of what they're saying is true or not. So they were selected. We asked for a reconsideration. There were 200 people out of town hall last night protesting the group that was chosen. And once again, Bruce Breton, who's the local board of selectmen up there, who asked for the reconsideration, his vote was turned down. And so they are the entity of record for the town of Windham. Now, the attorney general will still pick. The Secretary of State will still pick. But the truth is, Howie, we're now in May. This election result was in November. And what's most important, Howie, is the only race that they are recounting that they believe that there's any potential fraud in is the state representative race, which was settled by the hand recount. So they're not recounting the presidential race. They're not recounting any other races in the state that would have transpired on that ballot. And their argument is this. Donald Trump was not entitled to a recount because he was not within one percentage point or half a point in the state, which triggers an automatic recount. Well, how will we know for sure? I believe fully that he won the state, the town of Windham, by a larger margin than what he actually won by, because one machine had such a discrepancy over the other three. So we asked for the presidential race to be included in this recount. The state Senate pulled that out of the bill, which the governor ultimately signed, to only recount this state representative race. I believe we need to extrapolate what takes place in the town of Windham, and if we find out that there were mistakes with these voting machines, there should be a statewide recount so that every person who was on the ballot in 2020 has the opportunity to get a full and fair count.
That seems legit to me. The Washington Post, though, is portraying this as Donald Trump won't give it up. He's now reduced to recounting votes in a state reps race in Windham, New Hampshire. I mean, it's the same BS. They don't accept the fact that something was wrong in that race. Corey. I mean, it,
Howie, why wouldn't we want to have an accurate total, right? Why wouldn't we want an accurate representation? Look, let me put this in the guise of the Census Bureau right now. We heard that if only 83 more people would have filled out their census forms in the state of New York, they wouldn't have lost a congressional seat. So now what's Mario Cuomo, Cuomo going to do other than grope women and have these things? He's going to take this to court. And he's going to say, no, 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 the state of New York should not lose a congressional seat because it's only an 83-person difference. Mm-hmm. When will the media give the president the opportunity to have a fair shake? Howie, I was with the president most of the day yesterday down in Palm Beach. We're following this very closely. We understand what the ramifications are. And if it is determined that there were voting irregularities, which I believe there were, in my hometown of Windham, New Hampshire, then the state should have a full and comprehensive recount of every single ballot that was cast in the 2020 election so we can have an accurate representation of who actually received votes.
So you got three people that are going to be doing this. One is the appointee of the Republican Attorney General. One is the appointee of the Democrat Secretary of State, who we assume is on the level because he's a legit guy. And the third one is the selectman's person who doesn't think much of these recounts that are going on. So how do they decide whether or not there's going to be a full quote unquote forensic audit? And what is a forensic audit? How is that different than all the other audits that have gone on? You know, whether it was the hand count or the one that's now going to go on.
Well, so the hand count is the hand count, and we know what the count is in the county. We know exactly what it is. But the machines have been sequestered by the Secretary of State and held under lock and key. So what they're doing right now is they're going to once again count all the ballots in the town of Windham by hand for the state representative race, even though we know what the outcome has been because this has already transpired. We're then going to take those ballots and feed them through the machines a second time, which has already been done once in the Secretary of State's office in front of a number of individuals who all witnessed what it was. When the tallies came off of the machines in the Secretary of State's office, Bill Gardner, the Democrat Secretary of State, and Scanlon, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, looked at it and couldn't believe the tallies, that they were so wrong. That's why we had to force the legislature to pass a bill to demand the state have a recount in this race. And what's going to happen, I am sure of it, is the hand recount. We're going to know what the results are. We're going to feed the ballots back into the machines. The machines are going to be wrong. And then we're going to have one of these three firms, or all three of these firms, more accurately, do some type of forensic analysis on the machine to find out why it was so wrong. Did somebody do something purposefully on the machine? Was it simply a malfunction of the machine? What transpired? And the truth is, we don't know. We don't know if this was isolated to one machine in the town of Windham, it was all four machines in the town of Windham, or if this is rampant across the state of New Hampshire. I'm just asking the question, and I think the people of my hometown, the state of New Hampshire, have a right to know how many votes were tallied for each individual.
You know, it's crazy, Corey, the results in New Hampshire. I mean, they were kind of weird everywhere, you know, that, Republicans picked up seats generally across the board, except in the presidential election where there was this huge alleged turnout of 81 million people voting for Joe Biden. But in New Hampshire, you had Trump loses the state narrowly, but the Republicans pick up both the House and the Senate. And in the House, they gained 60 seats. I know it's a huge House, but that's still an incredible number of seats to pick up when the guy at the top of the ticket is losing. How does that make sense?
It doesn't make any sense, Howie. And that's why I believe, you know, not just the 300 votes that the state representatives all increased on the Republican side, the 90 plus, almost 100 that the Democrats lost. Because we're not counting these presidential ballots, how do we not know that Donald Trump didn't receive 300 more votes? Or cumulatively, maybe 1,200 votes if you get 300 in each machine, right? If that's the case, Howie, how many machines do you have to call into question the margin for a statewide recount? Because I think that it is very, very possible that if the machines in Windham had abnormalities or anomalies with them, it's very possible other towns did. But because there were no races that were exceptionally close and fell within the automatic recount, we may never know what the true tally is because nobody else had what they call standing in the courts to go and ask for that recount to transpire.
So someone is who I guess was at the meeting last night is saying Corey's leaving out the part about the guy from the auditor failing to answer the question. that he passed out when he was about to answer or refused to answer? Did someone refuse to answer last night?
Well, Howie, look, here's what's going on, right? What we know for sure is the wrong group was selected by the town of Windham, okay? We know that just based on public statements. And Howie, look, I don't want to pretend that somebody was doing something disingenuous. That would never occur in this business, Howie. Everyone is absolutely on the level, right? But it just so happens that sometimes when tough things get asked, they say, oh, it's so hot in here. I need to take a break, right? It wouldn't be the first time that we had to go to break. I mean, I remember in my own congressional hearings when Jerry Nadler had to go immediately use the bathroom after I was slicing and dicing him on television. But I will tell you, I was with the president all day yesterday. We believe we have a very strong case once we are proven in the town of Windham that there were abnormalities with the voting machines. And if that is the case, I think it is incumbent on the state to pass another law which mandates a full statewide recount for every single election and every single position that was on the ballot in 2020.
All right, Corey, you keep us informed about what's going on. We'll check in. We'll keep an eye on the papers up there and WMUR, and we want to talk to you again about this. So thank you, and best to the president, too. Thank you. We've been telling you for a while about Superbeats Heart Chews and what a great, great product it is. A lot of you have tried them and made them part of your daily routine. They're great for your heart health, blood pressure, and circulation. Wrapped in foil, just like candy, you just take them twice a day whenever you want or need a boost of energy. Now Superbeats has another great product you're going to like just as much as Heart Chews. They're called Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. If you've ever wanted to do something for your brain health, you'll want to try Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Memory and Focus Chews promote brain blood flow and support overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied fermented resveratrol with a patented coffee fruit extract, Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews promote brain blood flow. They support memory, alertness, and they help support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. They also support brain health in two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein which supports overall brain health as we all age. Like other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists, features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind, and with its blueberry flavor, it tastes great. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time introductory offer. Get a free 30-day supply of the new Superbeats Memory Chews with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews. Get yours at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. We'll give some to the VIPs now. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
I could still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I wanted to inform you that there's a woman in the state of New Hampshire that's actually doing her own audit. She's got a group. Her name is Marilyn Todd, and the group is New Hampshire Voting Integrity. She's had the group getting all the tapes from the voting machines, okay, and she's doing her own audits, and she's found the similar discrepancies in two other towns that I'm aware of.
Really? I don't know I don't know what's going on with that. But again, we're going to keep an eye on what's going on with these audits in the town of Windham. 844-500-4242. Taylor printed out some of the teachers in California that insulted the deputy from L.A. County. Oh man, does she have some terrible reviews from the students? I think it's kind of figure. This is from 2017. Horrible teacher. Nastiest attitude I've ever had from a teacher. I never write class reviews, but I had to write one about her. So that tells you how bad she is. And then all in caps, never take this class with her. 2 exclamation points. Another one. She is horrible. Even as a person, she is not nice at all. I think we all heard that, didn't we? Very rude and laughs at you when you ask questions. Very hard to understand her lectures. Take her and you will regret it 100%. Hands down, worst professor I ever had. Here's another one. She rambles forever, rarely stays on topic. She thinks she is making a much bigger impact than she really was. She is very insecure with herself, very unprofessional. I think we all heard that, didn't we? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.